You can only spend so long online, and New Yorkers who sat out the blizzard at home were out on the streets today trying to reclaim their lives and their cars. Kayomi Getz reports from Brooklyn.
Laura King and her boyfriend were shoveling out their car on a busy street. King is from upstate New York and didn't mind the snow, but she was under a time crunch.
The whole reason the car is trapped is from the plows, and the whole reason I'm digging it out is because it's a rental. If it was my car, I would just be leaving it until it melted, but it's due yesterday, so I have to get it out.
The rental car company even gave her a free day because it was also snowed in, and that's how people have been handling the piles of snow. No mail? Okay. No trains? Okay. But as the rest of the city comes back to life, Brooklynites were still trying to come to terms. Joshua Lyles braved the streets and thought he had it made in his Subaru until he hit an intersection dumped with snow.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm not, you know, I've been here for about, I got a decade or so. So I'm used to this. But I wouldn't have done this except I'm going to Park Slope to help a 73-year-old woman who needs to get around.
Otherwise, you would have just stayed home yourself.
That's right.
Susan Heimbinder was braving the snow obstacle course with her two young children. She says the blizzard brought people together.
That collective sense of, working together to make things easier. And, it's nice. It's nice to feel like you live in a small town sometimes.
The slow response to clearing many of Brooklyn's streets was starting to frustrate a lot of people. Cars, snowplows, and tow trucks were left abandoned in the middle of streets. Selwyn Miller is on a maintenance crew for a company that provides housing for disadvantaged people. He'd been working long hours in the snow.
And the streets of Manhattan, Harlem, Uptown, the streets are clear. The side streets, the main streets, everything is clear. Alleyways, all that. But when you come to Brooklyn, oh my God.
The effort to clean those streets will continue through the night. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in Brooklyn.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.